time for the good, the bad,
hold that thought,
and the dumb
on the Mighty Gwynn Show.
You heard the lady, and the lady is going to get what she wants. It is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb on the Mighty Gwynn Show. That time when we venture to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life. Bring you stories that qualify as good, bad, and dumb. Our society produces many of them. Producer Ron is a collector of them. He puts them together every single day for us. He's done so again today. Ron, what do you have?
To start off with the good, I have to go to NFL officiating.
What?
Exactly.
Under good?
Under good today, only because I saw something I had never seen before happen this past weekend. And I have to say, it brought a smile to my eye. Officiating, NFL officiating has not brought many smiles this year.
No, no.
And has been the fodder of many, many conversations going.
Thank you.
You know, yes. Going the wrong way. But this one brought a smile to my face.
And they mess themselves up. Sometimes with a young football team, you try to go too quick. This is what happens.
Ball start. Everyone but the center. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
Now, that was in the Titans game.
That was the Colts versus Titans.
The center in question is Ben Jones. So right now, after a call like that, Ben Jones is flexing his muscles a little bit, right? He's like
that or not. The only way I can think of, because literally everyone on offense moved except Ben Jones.
So maybe so what you're saying is he got the calls.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, maybe, you know, quarterback said, hey, on two, and he's going to the line going on three.
It does seem a little odd that everybody would be wrong except for him.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. I read that the wrong way.
But the official saying everyone but the center. I don't think I've ever seen that, heard that, except maybe in movies. And that did bring a smile to my face.
Is that right up there with giving him the business? Is that
could be
in the same zone?
It very well could be. Yeah. That was definitely a tear to the eye moment.
It got you misty, Ron?
No, no, no. Well, not misty eye, but laughing.
Oh, okay.
Tears.
Oh, there.
Tears of laughter.
There you go.
Segue to this. I don't know how any way you can segue. This is bad. This is horrific. This is absolutely terrible.
Sure.
And it involves a little team up the road from us, the Texas Rangers. I don't know. Have you heard about this story?
Oh, is this the sexual hazing story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is prospects, and it's their satellite camp in the Dominican Republic. I didn't realize we had satellite camps, but it makes sense that we should have satellite camps in the Dominican Republic. I think 8 players have been brought into question about sexual hazing of one of their rookie players.
Now, do you want to tell the good people out there what exactly transpired?
Don't think are we allowed to even say that? And I don't feel comfortable saying it.
I don't feel comfortable saying it either. But basically, the thing you do to yourself, you know,
they were doing to
somebody else.
Yeah, underneath the towel and laughing.
See,
and it's all men, by the way.
See, sexual hazing, like back in my day, sexual hazing, I meant like maybe you put. I don't know. Maybe you put some like pepper spray in somebody's underwear.
Well, I was gonna say Ben Gay.
Yeah, put some Ben Gay in somebody's underwear.
You might see hot. And,
or rub the jalapeno pepper in somebody's underwear, and then and then you just walked away and let them put the drawers on and you sat back and laughed.
And laughed.
That would be, I guess, the closest thing to sexual hazing. This sounds like something else. I'm not sure hazing is what was happening here. This sounds like some weird, like fetishy, amateur.
And one of them, I mean, funny enough, I mean, which is also bad in its own right, is Ronald Odor's
brother,
Ronald Odor. Ronald Odor.
His name is Ronald.
No, well, what's his brother's name?
Well, the guy who knocked Bautista out that's Rugned.
Rugned. Okay, so his brother is Ronald Odor.
Oh, okay. They're the same name.
Same name. Spelled the same way.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I guess that's the least mysterious thing going on here.
Yeah, that's the.
Yeah, that is a.
This is very disturbing.
Let me just say this: as somebody who used to do hazing, both in the military and in sports, this is not hazing. This is amateur gay porn.
Yeah,
that's basically.
Underage, too.
And there's video of it, isn't there?
There's video of it, and it's underage. There's some 17-year-olds who this happen to them.
This is illegal amateur gay porn. This is not hazing. This is something totally different. Don't even try to put this into the category of hazing. This is in the category of just rape. And apparently the kid was laughing or something.
No, they all were laughing. Yeah. I don't know if the kid was laughing. I mean, he was... maybe feeling good in a little bit. I don't know. But. Anyways,
woo!
Moving on to our
segue.
Our dumb of the day is Chipotle being sued for false advertising.
I just think
it's stupid. They have a new burrito out, the chorizo burrito, and on their signage it says 300 calories. And so someone is suing Chipotle for it saying 300 calories when everyone knows that there's no possible way that it's 300 calories.
Okay.
I think this is dumb on Chipotle. I think it's dumb to even sue. I mean, come on. Are we really...
Well, you have to be accurate about what you put on the back of the thing. That's the USDA has to put their stamp of approval on it. Don't they?
This has nothing to do with USDA. This is just them saying, hey, this burrito's 300 calories. It's false advertising. Sure, it's dumb on Chipotle, but come on. Do we really always have to sue? Man, I feel like we sue for everything.
I'm not saying this is dumb
on Chipotle. Dumb on the.
I'm not saying this is up there with Brown versus Board of Education. I'm just saying that you should tell the truth when you put something on your product.
Some poor schmuck's going to get $1 million because they said, "Oh, I had it and it wasn't 300 calories."
But look at all the free advertising Chipotle is going to get now. They'll make that
false advertising. They had a bunch of free advertising last year. Ended up closing 40 stores.
Free false advertising. Tony D coming up next. That's true advertising. It's SB Nation Radio.